Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Kings 15 verses 9 to 12 reads, "In the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Asa began to reign over Judah, and he reigned 41 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Michai, the daughter of Absalom. And Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, as David his father had done. He put away the male cult prostitutes out of the land and removed all the idols that his father had made." The importance of completely removing influences that draw our thoughts and attentions away from God cannot be understated. Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, and no other eyes will matter. Doing what is right according to the polls, the foreign powers, or family members will not work. Focus is vital to success, and a life with multiple focal points is out of focus. Let me say that again. Focus is vital to our success, and life with multiple focus points is out of focus. I'm sure that Asa's decision affected many lives, livelihoods, and feelings of personal worth and value. His actions must have brought protest, anger, and outrage from those forced to face their actions as wrong. God honored him. That's really enough said on that story. But we have to understand how easily it is for us to compromise what's right here in the United States of America. We tend to focus on things that are destructive rather than things that build the kingdom. We focus on our own urges, our own desires. We look at the norms of society and try and make them the norms of those of us that are in the church as well. The church is different. We're guided by the King of Kings, not by the prince of the power of the air. Satan works totally opposite of God. He tries to use our urges and our desires and our bodies, basically, to capture our minds. He tries to get us to make decisions based on the physical qualities of life rather than what's on right or wrong. Where God works the opposite. He works on our minds to capture our bodies. Our bodies don't control us. Our urges and our desires don't control us. God should control us. We should be listening to what he says. King David, his heart was right. He didn't do everything right all the time, but his heart was right most of the time. Likewise now, Asa, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And really, in the end, that's all that's going to matter for anybody, myself and yourself included. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.